Roughly 130 wheat and sorghum growers listened to insights and recommendations on seed technology, foliar fungicide applications, grain marketing, and more as part of the recent Sorghum U Wheat U. Keynote speaker Matt Hines, a licensed commodity broker and risk management consultant with Lowen & Associates, provided a market outlook and outlined grain market strategies for the wheat and sorghum markets. "Wherever I go, I'm trying to teach our producers to be better merchandisers," Hines said. "How can I make better decisions and hopefully take some of that stress out?" Missed the event and looking for insights? Hines joined Aaron Harries, Kansas Wheat Vice President of Research and Operations, on the Wheat's on Your Mind podcast to delve into the intricate world of grain marketing, risk management, and the global dynamics affecting wheat producers. Hines emphasized the importance of understanding market factors and developing effective marketing strategies to ensure profitability in an ever-changing landscape. A producer panel featured sorghum and wheat producers, including Kansas Association of Wheat Growers Chris Tanner from Norton and Keith Felty, a producer from Altus, Oklahoma, who represented the National Association of Wheat Growers. "We talked about what we're doing as a wheat organization and the policy goals we're working to accomplish for wheat and sorghum farmers in this area," Tanner told farm broadcaster Ken Rogers after the event. "Wheat covers a broad geography of the heartland, and we're working for policies that will help us all be more productive." Specifically, Tanner and the panel discussed programs like cover crops and carbon programs. He highlighted the difficulties of raising cover crops in the arid high plains, which is why NOG is working to have wheat recognized in national discussions for its soil health benefits, including maximizing continuous living roots, minimizing disturbance, maintaining soil cover, and maximizing biodiversity. "Wheat is the cover crop out here, so we want to make sure our farmers are not put in a disadvantage moving forward," Tanner said. Kelsey Anderson Onofre, assistant professor of plant pathology in K-State's College of Agriculture, shared information about wheat streak mosaic virus. She reminded attendees that wheat streak mosaic virus and other viruses like triticum mosaic virus cannot be controlled by fungicides and are instead spread by the wheat curl mite. With the highest populations during harvest, these critters move from wheat fields to volunteer wheat and other crops and grasses that serve as hosts. She noted more wheat streak mosaic virus outbreaks are happening in central and even northeast Kansas, and triticum mosaic virus is increasing in central Kansas. She also promoted the release of the 2024 Kansas Wheat Variety Guide, which provides a rundown of how well varieties are adapted for the different areas in Kansas. Rounding out the day packed full of information, Romulo Lolato, K-State Associate Professor of Wheat and Forage Production, shared results from the Beyond the Grain study. The study showed wheat has a substantial impact beyond the value of the grain itself, including the value of residue in conserving soil moisture and temperature, weed control, and yield impact on the subsequent crop. Dalton Henry, Vice President of Trade Policy with U.S. Wheat Associates, also discussed changes in the wheat seed technology and policy implications for global trade. Keep up with all the latest research insights, industry news, and podcast episodes at kswheat.com. For Kansas Wheat, I'm Amelia Schatz.